Ever get the feeling like some people are just, I don't know, made for connection?
Definitely. Some personalities just seem to thrive on it.
That's Orion Windsor to a T, at least from what I'm gathering in his memoir, Lost, But Never Alone.
Oh, interesting choice for today. I'm curious to see what you've pulled from it.
Well, we're diving into some excerpts today, see if we can't glean a thing or two about, well, ourselves, really. How we interact with the world, you know.
I'm game. Sounds like it'll resonate with a lot of our listeners, that push and pull between wanting to fit in but also stand out. It's something we all grapple with.
Exactly. And Orion's story, it kind of takes that to the extreme, but in a way that I think a lot of us can relate to.
And he certainly doesn't shy away from a little chaos, does he? Right from childhood, this guy's a magnet for it.
Oh, tell me about it. He even writes about, get this, turning a mattress into a trampoline with his cousins.
Huh. Classic. Sounds about right. But beneath all that, right, it reveals something I think kind of crucial about Orion. He gravitated toward the center of the action, you know? Not about causing trouble necessarily.
More like he needed to be in the mix of it all.
Exactly. It wasn't malicious, just this innate need to connect, to be in the thick of things. It's almost like that energy fueled him.
Totally. You can practically picture him, right?
Yeah.
Like that kid who's just buzzing around, drawn to the loudest laughter.
100%. Always craving that social energy.
But even with all that, it wasn't always sunshine and roses finding his place.
Yeah.
Even within his own family, there's this sense of, well, feeling invisible sometimes.
It's almost heartbreaking, you know. He describes this vivid memory, feeling like such an outsider during a school trip game.
It's that universal experience.
Yeah.
You know, like wanting to belong so badly, but feeling just left out.
It's that struggle to crack the code of social interaction.
Oh, yeah. Been there. But instead of retreating inward, Orion seems to make college his own, what, social playground?
Oh, absolutely. He even writes about, like, mastering the art of talking to anyone.
Which, knowing him, probably led to some interesting situations.
Oh, you bet. Take the four-drink rule his friends made. It wasn't to limit him, more like they knew him.
Like a safety precaution.
Exactly. Four drinks in and bam, his social curiosity, it takes over. Unstoppable force at that point, honestly.
Like a switch flips. Suddenly he's off on a new adventure. Ending up at after parties he wasn't invited to, befriending every bouncer in town.
Waking up with zero memory of how he even got there.
A real head scratcher, some of those stories. Mm-hmm. It's amazing he even remembers half of it.
That's part of what makes his story so compelling, though. He's not just listing off wild nights. It's the why behind it all, you know? That underlying need driving these interactions.
Which brings us to the whole Jack Sparrow thing, right?
Ah, yes. The party pirate persona. Classic Orion.
Because it's not just about the, well, you know, the drinking. It's the whole transformation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alcohol just seemed to unlock this alter ego, and a surprisingly endearing one at that.
Endearing, sure, but also hilarious. I mean, the guy was convinced he had a ship waiting for him.
The swagger, the slurred pirate talk. You got handed to him. He committed to the bit.
Oh, full commitment. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even convinced people he had a treasure map tattooed on his back. Another time, tried to lead a mutiny against the DJ for not playing, wait for it,
pirate music.
You guessed it. Pirate music. It makes you wonder, was it about the attention? Pushing boundaries. Probably a bit of both, I'd say.
It's a fascinating thing to unpack, right? Because this carefree persona, sure, it was endearing to some.
But as we'll hear, not so much in his, shall we say, romantic life. Makes you wonder how his love life played out, right? All that, I don't know, need for connection, but also that wandering eye.
Right, you'd think it'd be a recipe for disaster. And, well, the book doesn't sugarcoat it. It's complicated.
Yeah, I was picking up on that. Misunderstandings, fleeting connections.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of messy, honestly.
There's this one story, kind of heartbreaking, actually. He ends up losing a girlfriend to, wait for it, his best friend.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Oof. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Yeah, rough situation. And it really highlights that tension Orion seems to wrestle with, you know, balancing that desire for, I don't know, novelty, new connections, with the commitment relationships need.
It's something we all face, I think. On a smaller scale, maybe, but still. How do you honor those natural instincts, those impulses even, but still, you know, be respectful of the people you're close to?
100%. It's a balancing act for sure.
And then, on top of all that, you throw festivals into the mix. Sounds like a recipe for, well, more chaos.
The festival stories, they're almost their own genre in the book. And you can practically hear the exhaustion in his friends' voices as they describe trying to, like, keep up with him.
I bet. Herding Cats comes to mind. Except instead of cats, it's a, what, tipsy pirate convinced he's on some epic quest.
Exactly. Lost in his own world. But even with all that, all those wild nights, there's this turning point he writes about. Back to Festival, he calls it.
Back to Festival. So they went back for round two. Sounds about right. But what shifted?
It's not a sudden change. Not like he flips a switch and becomes this totally different guy. Mm-hmm. But there's this internal debate that starts to happen. He's acknowledging the joy, the pure exhilaration he gets from those interactions.
But also realizing that his definition of fun, maybe it wasn't so fun for everyone else.
Exactly. It's like he's starting to see the bigger picture.
What does he do?
Well, he makes a pretty surprising decision. He goes solo to the next festival.
Wow, really? I mean, you'd think with his personality, the whole draw would be the social aspect. Going it alone, that's a bold move.
But it speaks volumes, don't you think? It's not about changing who he is at his core, but more about being, well, mindful.
Mindful of how his actions affect others.
Exactly. Going solo, it becomes this weird act of, like, protecting his friendships while also staying true to himself.
Interesting. So it's less about depriving himself and more about, I don't know, finding a compromise.
Exactly. A way to honor both his needs and the needs of his friends, which is something I think we can all learn from.
For sure. And it's around this time that the book takes a pretty, I don't know, profound turn, wouldn't you say?
When he reveals his diagnosis.
Yeah. It definitely caught me off guard.
It's heavy stuff. Forces you to confront things, you know?
Absolutely. Mortality, purpose, the whole shebang. Does he go into detail about it? What he's dealing with?
He doesn't, actually. Which I think is deliberate. It keeps the focus on the emotional and philosophical fallout rather than the medical specific.
Keeps the focus on the human element.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so powerful, because it becomes relatable to anyone who's gone through something life-altering.
Absolutely. So how does it change his outlook? Does he suddenly transform into this, like, Zen master dispensing wisdom?
Not quite. He's still drawn to connection, still craves those moments of spontaneity.
But there's this added layer, right? Like a deeper understanding.
Yeah, an awareness of just how precious time is, you know? And it really seeps into his writing. You can practically feel it in every interaction, like a newfound intensity, I guess.
It makes you think about your own life, you know? How much of our behavior, especially socially, is driven by fear? Fear of missing out, fear of not being enough.
All of it, right. It's like we're constantly trying to outrun something.
And how often does that fear, you know, hold us back, prevent us from really connecting, really experiencing life to the fullest?
Big questions, right. And it's something Orion grapples with in these later chapters. He's still fundamentally the same guy at his core, the guy who wanders off, gets lost in conversations with strangers.
But there's this new awareness, a deliberateness to his acumen. He's not just along for the ride anymore. He's choosing how he wants to experience it all. I don't know about you, but it's kind of empowering in a way. Like, even when faced with, well, you know, serious stuff, we still have that choice, how we move through the world.
It's a powerful message, for sure. And honestly, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from Lost But Never Alone, wouldn't you say? It's not about judging Orion's choices, the good, the bad, the messy.
It's more about accepting that there's no one right way to live, right?
Exactly. What matters is finding a way to live authentically, even if it means, you know, going against the grain a little, doing your own thing.
Owning it, right?
Yeah.
All those quirks, those, I don't know, impulses that make us who we are. I like that. It's inspiring.
It is. And Orion's story, I think, it reminds us that the people who embrace those parts of themselves, the parts that maybe society tells us to hide, they're the ones who stumble onto the really incredible stuff.
It's true. We spend so much time trying to fit in, trying to be, I don't know, palatable for the masses.
Yeah.
What if we all just let our freak flags fly a little more, right?
Right. Imagine that world. I mean, we talk about connection, but how often do we limit ourselves to just, I don't know, safe connections? Orion's journey is like a challenge, you know? Open yourself up to the unexpected.
Find the beauty in the unconventional.
Exactly.
Lost, but never alone. It's such a fitting title when you think about it, because even when he's lost in the chaos, those moments of connection, they're everything.
100%. Even when our paths take us off the beaten track, it's like we're never truly alone in this.
Cheesy as it sounds, it's true. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here, what's the one thing, the one message you hope listeners take away from Orion's story?
That's a good question. I think for me, it all boils down to self-reflection, you know, taking a hard look at why we do the things we do, especially socially. Are we living authentically? Or are we letting fear call the shots?
Are we open to truly connecting with the world, the full spectrum of it? Or are we holding ourselves back?
It's something to think about for sure.
Big time.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe. All we need is a little bit of that chaos, you know? A little bit of self-discovery, a whole lot of heart, and we'll be all right.
Well said. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Always a pleasure chatting with you. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep connecting, and most importantly, keep embracing the beautiful mess of it all, right?
Right.
See you next time.